So, if you tell us who you are.
I'm Kathy Wilson Fay.
And I'm Dan Wilson Fay.
And my earliest memories
are... We're from Forest Grove, Oregon.
I think the first time I was here was in high school. So that must have been in the early 80s. And with my family, my mom and dad and my brother. And then we came, Dan and I met and came back here to be volunteers in 1987.
Yeah, we had, I'd finished seminary and Kathy had finished college, and we decided to volunteer up here for 3 weeks. So as soon as we both graduated in late May, we came up, and I worked as a maverick. Remember putting a lot of wood underneath the hotels and various buildings, and that was most of what I did.
And you built that step right there.
Yeah,
right
there's
next to the bombardier.
There's a memorial, well, not a memorial, but the brick step that's walking up into
Lodge.
What lodge is this?
Three, I believe.
Lodge mm-hmm. three.
That's like the little brick landing pad right
yeah,
before the steps.
I built that 25 years ago.
And I worked as a waitron. I don't know if they still call them waitrons.
Waitree.
Back then, we called them waitron, I think.
Now
it might have been a brief cultural blip in the history
yeah,
of Holden.
Or
but
waitry. We have post-I waitry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was on, which was waitron, which probably reflected the... I don't know, robot culture or something, futuristic. And then in housekeeping, too.
Ah, okay.
And it was kind of early season, so I remember we weren't really busy and opened up a couple lodges, I think, for the first time after they'd been winterized.
So if you came up together in 1987, this is your 25th anniversary mm-hmm. of coming up here. When were you married?
The following January. Uh-huh. So January 2nd, 1988. So it was only, you know, a half a year later that we got married. And then we also honeymooned here. So that's when we rode in the Bombardier. So we got married in Eugene, Oregon, and eventually made our way up to Washington, Lake Chelan, and up the lake. And I remember they prepared a room up above the lot or above the dining hall, right?
I think
one
it
of those
was
little
there.
Rooms, and it was very sweet. They just fixed up the room.
They made a honeymoon
little romantic
or a honeymoon suite.
Exactly,
they did
yes.
because they knew we were coming and that we were former volunteers, and
yeah,
so we still knew some of the people that we had met the summer before. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know, I may be making this up, but I think they put a bottle of champagne or
I
something
think they
like
did. Yep.
that in the basket in our room.
I think so too.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Which was very
yeah.
sweet.
So we're going to be, so that anniversary is coming up this January that we'll be married 25 years.
But we're not coming back to Holden because now we're older and we'd like to go to
we'd
warm
like to go
places.
Somewhere really warm, like with sun and heat.
So the reason we're here now is that our son, who's now a freshman in college, he came up with a college campus ministry group from Oregon State University last December.
December. Yeah, I remember
Yeah, they
that.
Do it every mm-hmm. year.
Yeah. yeah
right.
Tim
like the
Stover
second
is
week of
the,
December.
The leader of that mm-hmm. campus ministry, West mm-hmm. Am, and our son, Max Wilson Fay, came up as a volunteer. And so he was really interested in bringing his girlfriend up to see Holden Village this summer. So here we are with our two sons and Max's girlfriend. And then Kathy's parents, Jerry and Margie Fay, who come up every year. And we're the ones with whom Kathy first came to Holden Village.
So your group is all here now?
Yes, mm-hmm. we just arrived today.
Oh, well, welcome back.
Thanks.
Thank you.
How long will you be here?
Till Saturday.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So that's how many? It's you two and
my
your
parents. And my two boys.
Uh-huh.
Max is the older and Noah, and then his girlfriend Brenna.
Okay.
Brenna Anderson.
Okay. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So when you were back here 25 years ago, did you know at that time, were you engaged at that time? Did you know you were going to get married?
We were pretty serious, and I think we were having discussions about it, but we hadn't decided and made an announcement.
Well, we did announce.
Here's where our memories diverge.
We did announce to our parents in August, so just 2 months after we volunteered here. So maybe.
Yeah, we were talking about it, but we. I don't think we. I know that we didn't really come down and say this is what we're doing.
But you weren't formally engaged.
True. Yeah.
Right.
True.
The woman Jean, have you ever met her?
No.
Jean Larson, who just went out. She and her husband to be were here 50 years ago. So this is just kind of phenomenal.
50-25.
Yeah, and he proposed to her the night after they left Holden.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Well, I think being here helped kind of cement some of that because we love the mountain places. We met working as summer help at Glacier National Park in 1985. So we love this kind of environment.
So you'd known each other for a while.
Couple years, yeah.
Yeah.
And how often have you come back in those intervening?
This is it?
This is the first time.
First time back in 25 years.
My parents come a lot, so I feel like I hear about it a lot. I hear the latest changes and in the facilities and all of that, and hear about the hikes that they do. But we haven't had a chance really to come back.
But as we drove in today, a lot of it looks just the same. I mean, there's the construction and all, obviously, but the lodges and the buildings and just the surroundings and the trees, it all looks very familiar. And so we haven't had a chance to explore too deeply in all of the buildings, but it was a great time. I especially remember especially enjoying the matins and the Vesper services, the
Marty Haugen.
I think his pieces were introduced just before we came here or at the time.
Yeah, that is about the right time frame. Vesper's 86
or 85.
We'll have to look on the, I should remember, that should be, you know, engraved in my brain, but it's, And, but you were, at that point, were you in seminary, did you say?
I had just completed seminary.
Oh, okay.
I'm a United Methodist pastor, and I had gone to Pacific School of Religion in Berkeley. But, of course, that's an interdenominational one. And, we took classes at the Lutheran or the Episcopal Church, too.
Right. And you're serving now in Forest Grove.
Forest Grove, Oregon,
And, Kathy, what is your...
I'm in mental health, so I actually serve as a mental health specialist in Hillsborough School District.
For a time, we lived in Honduras for 4 years as missionaries. And that was immediately prior to coming to Forest Grove, which was 7 years ago this summer.
So what made you decide now was the time to come back to Holden?
I think it was Max going volunteering at Holden, doing Maverick work last December, coming back really excited about it. He's kind of a mellow kid anyway, and for him to get excited about anything catches your eye. And so discussions started about that and how he wanted to see it in the summer and go back and show Brenna and... So it just felt like the right time. And we feel like we got lucky to get some of the last space available for the summer.
Yeah, it did fill up quickly.
Yeah. And we've also have been hearing about the mining reclamation project and knowing, kind of hearing about it on the radio and things like that. And
NPR did a piece.
Felt like it was a window too to come back before things closed up for a bit.
Yeah.
So how is Max responding thus far? Is winter experience compared to summer?
Well, we just pulled in, so I haven't actually had a chance to ask about it, but he's kind of all smiley and he already met Scott on staff here, that he'd met before, and so he seemed right at home as we arrived.
When we were sitting out at the Ark, before we went to go to our rooms, he said, "Yeah, it looks different. That wall that's over there, that retaining wall, that wasn't even there. It was all buried in snow when I was here."
Yeah, you winter over, or did this winter?
I came in December, so yes.
Yeah.
Great. Well, any particular anecdotes or stories you remember from your mavericking and housekeeping that need to be saved for posterity?
Well, I remember, maybe it still happens, I don't know. There's our group. Mm.
Should get your parents in here, shouldn't I?
I know you should. I'll encourage them. So as waitrons left, volunteer waitrons left, we did a little pomp and circumstance ceremony, which was hilarious, kind of at the back of the dining hall. And I still remember to this day that we would sing pomp and circumstance, and we would say the words, the lyrics were pomp and circumstance. So we'd sing pomp and circumstance. Pomp and so it would go. It was very funny. And we did it for everyone departing, every volunteer, with some little, they walked through our arched hands or something. Really, I remember that feeling of community among the volunteers, even though it was pretty brief in the grand scheme of things. I remember really, it was a great experience. Folks from all over, all ages, and all over the states.
And I, like I said, I remember right towards the end of our time together, I built this step out here, and I'd be pretty proud of it. And every time that Kathy's parents come up here, because they come every year, they say, "Well, your step is still there." And, it's a small thing, but it's like, wow, that's 25 years later, and it's still there. Nothing's changed.
Yeah.
I think there was, but I remember it was, I mean, you can't change much around here without getting permission from the Forest Service or something. It has to all be original or whatever, and so there was a little bit of even putting that in was an issue. But what I mostly remember was just all the wood. I was amazed at the amount of wood that we stuffed under the lodges for the winter, and I was just like, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me, they burned this much wood? And they have, you know, used wood to heat the furnaces, and so mostly wood. I think that's, if I did any other projects, it's the memory has lost them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you're in a vocation like ministry, you don't have a lot of things you can point to and say, I did that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you do have that.
Yeah.
And you just never know what little kind of mundane projects have lasting power, mm-hmm. I think, too.
Mm-hmm. I think, was Wes Priebe still alive at that time? Somebody that was really...
I think so.
Was there another name of another man who was...
Well, Werner Jansen was...
Werner Jansen.
...was loomed large as the first business manager, and then Carol Hinderly would have been gone by that time, I believe. I need to go look. There are... posters up in the Village Center that will help you recreate who was here, and I'm embarrassed that I can't say off the top of my head.
It's a lot.
I remember
here at any given time.
The program directors was a couple that had been in Central America or were going. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I'll have to go and look at the names. But I kind of have the impression that Wes Priebe was here for just a brief time.
Mm-hmm.
But when he came, it was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would have been.
It seems like. I just sort of remember him and the ice cream thing for some reason, but I don't know. Maybe he was serving ice cream.
Well, he was called the PhD, the pool hall director.
Oh, well, maybe that's why I associate that.
Yeah.
Well, as we're here, we might think of some other things, and if we do, we'll come back for session
We'll be
two.
Here